The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The Burt Show.
So I have a long history of buffoonery. Last week it was accidentally buying cemetery flowers for my fiance.
Oh my God, you have to reset that really quick. Is that?
Do
is,
I?
Yes,
can
you do.
Can you tell him?
Okay, all right. So Burt, recently engaged. He is over the moon in love.
He's in love.
He's at the... He's at the Kroger. He's going Krogering. He walks in. The floral section is right there. He's like, you know what? I'm in love. I'm going to get my fiance flowers just because. He picks a beautiful bouquet of whites and yellows and purples and grabs it. And he's like, she's going to love this. And he grabs the bouquet and throws it in his basket.
Didn't even think about it because I was there to get other things. But there they are, spontaneous. I'll just pick these up.
He goes home, sets them on the counter for his fiance to come home and grab them and see them and be like, I'm married. I'm going to marry such a thoughtful man. But instead of saying, I'm going to marry such a thoughtful man, she's like, you are a flipping idiot. And she is like laughing so hard, tears are streaming down her face.
And I'm getting mad at this point.
And Bert's thinking, so that I picked the wrong flat. Like, you're really going to make fun of me because I got you flowers? Because she said, do you think I'm going to die? And he's like, are these supposed to be funeral flowers? Like, WTF, are these death flowers? Like, and he's getting more angry as she is, and his anger is making her laugh harder. And then finally she shoves the bouquet in his face and she's like, read, you idiot. It says flowers for the cemetery. Literally the word cemetery is written on this plastic bag. They're not even real flowers, y'all. They're silk flowers. They're fake flowers. And they have like this weird hard handle at the bottom of them that you're supposed to stick into the cemetery vase that's attached to the tombstone. And she's just like, what is wrong with you?
I feel like such an idiot. I'm so humiliated,
You're just being proactive. Women love a man who can plan.
Yes. And again, I'm getting to the age where she will be able to use them someday. Just put them in a closet somewhere, okay?
Oh my God.
That was last week, and now here we are starting to plan a wedding, right? And I find myself today or tomorrow having to uninvite somebody that I have already accidentally invited.
You could have just texted me.
Yeah, why you got to tell us on the air?
So here is the deal. By the way, tomorrow I'll talk more about this. I would really like to know the difference between what your wedding guest list started at, the number, and how much you ended at. Because it seems to me like this was going to be a small wedding. There's going to be like 25 of us. That's it in Tulum, Mexico. And it feels to me like every day I ask her if another couple can go. And then the following day she asks me if a couple can go. So it's starting to get a little bit larger. That's not where I'm going with this. So I'm going to make up a name here. So I'll say Tier 1 Terry. I've got two friends, Tier 1 Terry and Tier 2 Terry. Tier 1 Terry I have known since college. I am close to Tier 1 Terry, and it just makes sense for Tier 1 Terry to be in Tulum with us on our wedding day. So as a soft save the date to the emailed save the date, that will come soon. I texted some people saying, hey, just as a heads up, after they said, hey, congratulations, I said, just want to let you know this thing's going down in March in Tulum. All right.
Tier 1 Terry.
Tier 1 Terry, I thought.
No.
So in my text to tier, what I thought was tier one Terry, it was like, I couldn't imagine having this day with Amanda and my closest friends and you not being there.
Oh, you sold it.
Sold it too, right?
Horrified.
Tier two Terry hits me back because that's really who I texted saying, we are absolutely going to be there. We're already saving the date. Thank you so much for the invitation. Can't wait to celebrate your love together. And again, when it comes in, because the T's in the texting are so close to each other in my contact list, I texted Terry 2 instead of Terry Tier 1 Terry. So now today, I got to hit him up and go, I'm so sorry, man.
How? How are you going to do that? What are you going to say? Do you need us for a texting tutor?
Yeah, I guess we could do that. What can I say? Like, hey, this is going to be, in my head, it's going to be something like, hey, this is going to be a very small wedding, and I'm so sorry. That was for a different Terry.
That's all you can say. I would be painfully honest and just fall on that buffoon sword, or it'll be really nice to hang out and share a margarita with Terry too.
He would be out of place because it's not. If you have a tier two friend, he's almost tier three.
Oh,
so he's probably going, man, we're a lot closer than I thought we were. I got an invite to this wedding, and he said all these really nice things. So I don't think he'll be shocked by it, but it's still making me super uncomfortable.
Just send him this break. Here
you go. Right. Dude. Hey, I know you haven't listened to the show in a while. Here's a good break.
You're a bigger man than I because Terry would be coming to the wedding.
Yes, really? Same here.
I would not be able to do that.
Really?
He'd be right next to Grandma and Grandpa.
No. Because we also have like... we have an agreement that there's not going to be anybody at the wedding that we specifically really want this to be an intimate wedding. This is friends. This is family. This is not out of, you know, how many times do you get married and your list grows more and more and more because you feel obligated because you invited this person and there's somebody sort of in the circle, but they got to be there also. And then it just becomes something we don't want. We really want this to be an authentically small wedding with just the people that have had our backs for years, that this is family and friends. He would just be out of place.
Ready?
You know, bring it.
Have Amanda do it.
More?
Okay.
More?
So.
More?
Like, I feel this is not a test of the relationship.
By the way, I'm not going to do this. It's such a cop-out, but go ahead.
It's 1,000% a cop-out. But if you have Amanda do it, if he is tier two, almost tier three, so the chances of you guys ever hanging out as a couple are pretty like nil, almost nil.
Yeah.
Then you just have her be like, hey, or you like not have her, because that would be weird to have her reach out, but you be like, hey, man, I just went back with Amanda and...
She hates you.
No.
She's never met you, but hates you.
Yes. Has she ever met Terry too?
No.
There you go.
No.
There you go. Be like, I got ahead of myself. We're going to keep this really small. So we're only inviting people who know the couple intimately. And that means you have to know you and you have to know her.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself. Look, I made a mistake. Man up and make it right and do this myself. It's a good idea. I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
But the words Kristen just used are perfect, actually. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I got ahead of myself, which makes it seem like I did want to invite you.
Okay.
I got ahead of myself.
Okay. Okay.
We're really doing a super intimate wedding. We're only inviting people that know both people in the couple.
Okay.
And I think that's understandable.
Okay.
And then it shows like, hey, I did want you to be there, but we've decided to go a different route. And it's not that I don't love you. It's just that you don't fit the qualifications.
Okay.
What if he hits you back and he's like, well, I'll meet Amanda. Put her on the phone right now.
Yeah. Guest list's full. Yeah.
I don't even think it would come to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think once I hit him up and I say like, hey, I made a mistake, he'll be like, dude, I totally get it. I kind of thought that I wasn't going to be invited anyway.
Yeah, and I think dudes, they're going to handle this.
I love how you guys are saying blame Amanda. Hey, Shelly, good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking that maybe you should blame it on Amanda and say she was using your phone and blame and texted it to the wrong Terry.
What is that? Shelly, I don't understand this. Like, having your fiance jump on the grenade for you makes no sense to me at all. You like, I made the mistake.
But you would do the same for her.
No, no, absolutely not.
Every man for himself. That's all about marriage. That's what marriage is.
Of course I would.
The Bert Show.